Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Thursday evening. Greg Likens, and pleased to be joined in studio by Captain Rick Murphy, the host of the Florida Insider Fishing Report and Sportsman Adventures. Good to have you, Rick. How you doing?
Oh, it's so awesome to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see you here in the studio. And I got to ask you this because you've been involved in television 20-plus years with the different shows you're doing. Did you ever imagine that your passion for fishing would turn into such a lengthy television career?
Who would have thought? I mean, never would I have thought that would happen. You know, here I was a fishing guide. I did a couple appearances with guys that were veterans in the fishing world, TV world, Jimmy Houston and a guy named Flip Pallet, which was Walker's K Chronicles. And they both were ESPN shows and back then in those days. And both those shows happened to air on the same exact Saturday on ESPN. So I got a lot of TV time that day, one at 9 o'clock and the other at 11. The next day I went to go get some bait at a store down in Homestead. Two guys waiting there, and one of them said, "You ever thought about doing your own TV show?" He happened to work at NBC here in Miami. And it was 20 years ago. We've been partners ever since.
Okay. And that's how it all got started, yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Well, we're happy to have you, obviously, on Fox Sports Florida here for the Florida Insider Fishing Report. And also, we're happy that you're involved in Fins Weekend, which is coming up next weekend. And on June 7th, Saturday, the fishing tournament takes place that you've been involved in for 4 years now. And when you take a look at that, I think the fun thing for the fans is to know the players' involvement. So last year when you were on a boat, which players were involved with you then?
Well, last year we missed it, actually, but the year before we were on Contender One, which Contender is one of the sponsors of the deal. And, you know, we've had Jason Taylor on the boat. We've done some stuff with him. He's a Pathfinder owner. Then we had one of the ride receivers. I can't remember his name. I don't think he's still with us here at the Dolphins anymore. But, you know, the point is that seeing, you know, guys like Reggie Bush was one of the guys back then. And seeing them all having a big time and just enjoying why we all really live in South Florida, which was huge to me, and that was being in the outdoors. And that right there was a wake up, you know, to let us know that that's why we all live here, so that we have 365 days of the outdoors and fishing.
Yes, and so I know that recently on your show, Philip Wheeler, linebacker from the Dolphins, joined you to talk about his experience in Finn's weekend. And I thought it was funny because, you know, we look at these football players. These are big, strong guys. They work out for a living. And I think that the newbies to going out and fishing don't realize how strong some of the fish are that you guys are catching.
You're 100% right. That's, you know, Philip Wheeler, what a good-looking guy. Put shadow. We had to readjust the lights when I stood next to him because he put shadows on me, you know. And what was so cool is I asked him, I said, "You know, Philip, you caught this big wahoo last year." And I said, "So it's maybe a 40-pound fish, 35-pound-plus fish, 4 feet long." And I said, "You're a big guy." I said, "How'd that fish pull?" He goes, "You know, Rick," he said, "I didn't know whether he caught me or I actually caught him." He goes, "I just couldn't believe how hard that little fish." And he says, and the way I equated it is I turned it kind of into football terms in my own way and thought, you know, little guys sometimes on the field really pack a big punch. And I thought that was pretty humorous.
That is. And so it'll be interesting to see who some of the new guys are this year who go through that same experience. You're tuning in. The voice here, there, Captain Rick Murphy, host of the Florida Insider Fishing Report on Fox Sports Florida. And then Sportsman Adventures, which you've been doing for over 20 years now. And Fins Weekend, for anybody who wants to get involved, you can go to finsweekend.com for more details. The fishing aspect of that is taking place next Saturday the 7th at the Miami Beach Marina. So go out there. You might see Captain Rick Murphy out there. And getting back to some of the player involvement, I think that it's also fun to see who are the outdoorsmen, who are the guys who are just involved from a charity aspect. But guys, if you're going out this time of year, what fish are you looking to bring in?
Well, you know, one of the video footage that we showed from last year from a big boat called Weeds in the Keys, Ryan Tannehill, you know, catching a big tuna as well as a dolphin with his wife. You know, and that's the part that's so cool about this is that you have family participation. And what I want to do is anybody listening, I want to encourage them to come out and not only see the players, but see the fish being weighed in at 3 o'clock on Saturday. You know, and that's the cool part is that not everybody's going to be there all at one time because of the staggering start. So you'll be able to, you know, I know, Brandon Fields, he'll be helping with the weigh-in, the all-pro punter. and Joe Rhodes will be there, and then myself, I'm going to be helping Joe with all the commentary as far as the what fish they are and how big do they get, and you know, it's going to be a great event, and people need to make sure they come and participate with that, because they don't have to have a ticket for that. They could show up and just enjoy the festivities.
And so it's not the rule that if you have a fish bigger than Joe Rhodes' head, you automatically win, is that? No?
Oh, that's a given.
That's a given.
Anybody has a fish bigger than Joe Rhodes' head, we are. Now, I want to question, I need to ask him that. I wonder if he has, do we call that a forehead or a five head?
I think the five is the way to go on that. Yeah. Hey, Rick, it's really nice to have you here in the Finnsider studio. Thank you. And also thank you for your involvement in Finn's weekend. Next weekend should be a great time.
Oh, it's an honor to be here, and it's an honor to be work with those guys. And thank you, Greg.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, if you want to get involved, finnsweekend.com next Saturday, the 7th. And it's out there at the Miami Beach Marina, one of the many events that are taking place over that weekend. And again, thank you, Rick, for joining us here in the studio.